Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, shaving in a hotel swimming pool, the viral video. Plus, does Josh save his rear end? And the largest gin and juice cocktail. But first, things you never say to a naked guy.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh yeah, he's no ordinary man.
Tonight on a very special Starsky and Hutch.
They were going to call the show Ace Cosby Private Eye, then they just decided to call it Ace Private Eye.
The role of Huggy Bear will be portrayed by Ace Cosby.
Ace's new name is Ace No Relation.
Did you see they're remaking Christy Love?
Oh.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Christy Love?
Yeah. Huh.
That's Christy Lee, not Christy Love, but we love
Christy. Call me Christy Love. They used to call me that at ESPN a lot when I worked.
Now, was Christy Love a TV detective or a movie detective?
Yeah, like 30-some episodes, I think.
Yeah. Who played her?
I want to say Teresa Graves, who used to be on Laugh-In.
Good job.
Toward the end, I think.
I don't remember that.
Was it a sexy show?
Not really.
Actually, it was a detective who looked kind of like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a very bright woman and a detective.
Oh. Very capable.
Yeah, drove a very plain car, logical, smart.
Get Christy Love, Teresa Graves. Very good, Chick.
We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Chick, that's Josh, that's Christy Lee.
It only ran 1 year.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the show.
74 to 75.
We have a lot to get to. We've reviewed the fact that the United States Geological Survey is... No one cares about Christy Love.
There are 17 shows that you talk about that nobody cares about, but we're all forced to listen to it.
The Americans, tonight, finale.
Thank you, Ace.
At last.
How are they going to...
A topic I can sink my teeth into.
How are they going to tie it together?
I don't know. I might go nappy-nap and...
Do you think
watch it live, baby.
Whatever!
Oh, boy.
Tom, let's get him.
Okay. That's the whatever box that Josh has. Once again, the U.S. Geological Survey, do not roast marshmallows over the erupting Hawaiian volcano.
There are videos of people stepping on hot lava to see what it does.
Oh, no.
Hello, Darwin?
I mean, they don't step in it. They just push it with their foot and then pull their foot back.
And then the earth opens up and they're swallowed.
Get drunk with dignity.
A flame comes up,
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, let's move on. Christy, what else have you got?
A video has gone viral on social media showing a woman shaving her legs in a hotel swimming pool. It was shared onto Reddit. It shows the lady sitting on the edge of the pool using a razor to shave her legs before rinsing off the blade in the pool water. Public pool, ladies and
gentlemen. Public pool, and there are kids swimming everywhere.
The number of young children around her, she shaves the back of her legs, don't even seem to care. This was filmed in Florida. One female onlooker can be heard saying, quote, I hope she don't shave her hoo-ha next.
All right.
One viewer said, that's so disgusting. Imagine the inadvertent gulp of water that sometimes happens when you're swimming with all that shaved hair in it.
That would really be bad.
Yeah. Don't you?
Okay, have you seen the woman?
Oh, yes.
Now, in this case, you can walk up and go, ma'am, you have to stop this. right? Anybody could do that.
Everybody should have done that.
Would you have? I absolutely would have.
I think I would have gone to the hotel manager.
Oh, and I would have been kind about it. I would have said, ma'am, this is not the place. You right. have to knock this off.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Knock it off.
See, I wouldn't have said it like that.
What would you have said?
He just said what he would have said.
Although she outweighs me, I'll play the lady.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. Look,
what's your problem?
This is not the place for this. You really do need to.
I'm just shaving my legs here.
It's unsanitary. You really need to stop.
My ass.
I'm on vacation.
Vacation.
Christy just nailed it. Yeah. That's exactly what you're going to get.
Vacation.
I'm on vacation.
At least
Ray
I tried.
Warren does a great bit about that. Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation.
I can do what I want.
Yes. That's right.
What's Warren say? Your soda machine's out of Diet Coke on floor 3. You might want to take care of your business before you worry about me.
I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
Vacation.
Got this?
Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom. When I was in college, I ran a gym. Relatively often, we'd have guests come in and pay a special fee to use the pool. One afternoon, a gentleman came by, asked for a pass to the pool area. Within a few minutes of his arrival, several members came up to the front desk and complained. The man was in the hot tub shaving his back and buttocks.
Oh, God.
Look, I wrote them a letter of apology.
Thank you, Nick.
Back and buttocks.
In the
How do
hot
you do that
tub.
By yourself?
How can you shave?
How can you shave your back by yourself?
How
I
can
do.
You shave your butt?
Wait, stop.
Whoa!
Do you have that big long stick? Because there's one I've seen.
Yeah. I know what you're talking. I know exactly. What you're talking about.
And I have not seen that, but I don't.
There
have.
Is a razor that has a big long stick for back.
My back isn't that hairy. It's just the top of the. And so I just take my clippers and I kind of blindly give it a.
So we don't know if you've
now while
all
doing
the
that.
Hair
while doing that, how do you feel about yourself?
I would rather not have to do that, but it's fine.
Do you ever think about maybe having a lady friend come over and...
A lady friend?
I wouldn't want to put anybody else through that.
Possibly a school marm?
Hey, baby.
I can't imagine that would be... You know,
ahead,
really
Tom.
Good things going.
No, you do it, Christy. No, you good. What would you say to him?
You know what I'd like to do?
Oh, what's that?
You know what turns me on?
No, tell
Shaving
me.
Shaving your back. Are you into that?
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, this would... If that's what you like,
that's just step one. You're going to want to stay in your stomach.
Yes,
I've got to put this on.
You've heard of pegging, right?
I wouldn't be that crashy.
Crash into me.
Do you have a lot of hair in your back?
No, it's all right here, right at the base of my neck. The back of my yeah. Okay.
I want to know how you shave your bottom and not as it's growing back, it doesn't drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
On the cheeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't. When you get closer to the cleft, the as Tom would say, the gluteal cleft,
you have
that
shaved,
gets rough.
Excuse me, you've shaved your rear end?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. You have to shave your rear end?
No, but my ass cheeks don't get very hairy at all. But sometimes up in there.
Okay, this has gone way too far.
You asked. Up in there, you want to trim?
I'll tell you what. Would you want me to get our friends over here? That are the waxing people.
Oh, the
people.
Naked monkey lady?
I'd rather do that closer to the fall. But yeah, I liked when I got...
So you've thought this through. So
pumpkin
you want...
spice, campfires, you. Shaving your ass. Yeah, in the fall.
But didn't you have this done before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurt, but it was worth it.
You want to have your ass waxed is what you're saying.
It's not that I want to.
You don't feel it necessary?
Look, I trim. You never know what's going to happen in the throes of passion. I make sure the house is clean.
See, I agree somewhat. I don't take it all the way down to the hardwood.
Neither do I. Not in that area.
I keep a nice house.
He's a responsible lover, Tom.
Well, I...
You know, that's... I've always said that
about you. The back house is closed.
You're an irresponsible lover. I've always said that about you.
The back house is closed, but I don't mind a little knocking on the door.
Well, now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
I think we've done a lot of good work here today.
So this all started
we'll
with
be
some
back right after this.
Some woman shaving her legs at a public pool.
Yes.
In front of a bunch of kids.
Yes.
And as the one person
in
said,
Florida.
Think about that. The hair is going to be in the water. Some kid swims by. That's so disgusting.
It's really bad.
God. And it was in Florida. Oh, well. I don't know what to say anymore.
Do you like to have sex outdoors, Tom?
I don't even like eating outside.
I didn't ask you that, but that could be part of it.
Could we get back to the lady shaving her legs for just a second?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would have said, ma'am, this is not a public bathtub. This is a public urinal.
I don't even think you
Every kid here.
I don't even think you should shave at a public bath. They probably don't shave at bathhouses, do they?
No.
In the hot water?
I hope not.
Don't you just wear a wash rag on your head, right?
I've seen guys. I've seen guys. They shave at the gym all the time, and I just saw another guy air drying his or blow drying his privates, which makes me sick.
I am simply amazed by that.
And then they do the reach around thing. Okay, great. Think about the ass matter flying into those hair dryers. God, they're disgusting.
Well, good thing you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you, Christine. Good point. And if I did, if I looked like Fabio, I would not use a public hairdryer after seeing. I just saw a guy do this. He's wearing a pair of shorts, opens the shorts from the top, shoves the air dryer.
Why?
Who knows? Sad people. Let's move on. We've got the lady shaving her legs in the hotel swimming pool.
Relationship.
Josh wants to have his ass waxed.
Yes. I beg for it.
Do they do the whole thing or just the gluteal cleft?
Last time they were in here, they just did the cleft. Because I don't need it all over the ass.
Let's just go with buttocks.
He doesn't have a hairy butt.
No.
Okay. But there's just a sort of the valley of death.
Right.
Jungle of...
The valley of death.
I think that's how most people are. There are plenty of women out there that have that.
Based on,
trust me,
a little research.
There are women out there that the hair creeps up.
Now, sure. Would you like to have it dyed?
No.
Isn't that a thing now?
Oh, the bleaching of the.
Don't they bleach the skin, the tissue down there?
The devil's onion ring.
Yeah.
Why?
The dirt button.
Oh, they bleach. Oh, I see.
The
dirt.
Not the hair.
I forgot about the bleaching.
Dirt not the hair, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
A friend of mine.
Although I'm sure there are people who do that.
The girl he was dating said got that done too frequently, apparently, and he described it as silver.
Oh, my Lord.
Silver buns.
Silver buns. Silver holes.
It's not even buns. It's
silver holes.
Yikes.
Maybe go natural. What do you think? You don't really need
that. You know what? Leave yourself alone. Will you?
I know. I'm going to keep. I'll always keep a clean house.
Okay. Good for you.
Good to know.
Thank you.
That's very nice to know.
You're a very considerate lover, Josh.
Now
I'm generous and
so Josh, I figured out how to deal with this lady at the hotel shaving her legs in the pool.
Yeah.
Just walk up. Have you seen a picture of her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just walk up and say, ma'am, they're bringing out the crab legs at the buffet. She'll hop out of that out of that pool and sprint inside.
I don't know about that.
Now, do you want to tell the story you told about early in the morning before the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? You were watching television and one of the reporters.
This
is a great story.
Yeah, the reporter was, you know, live.
Live TV at 5 a.m.
Live TV anyway. So he's talking to this lady and goes, well, how'd you get this seat here on the
Mound? There are these mounds that people want to get to early. It's a great place to sit.
And she goes, well, I the same
She was
security.
A large woman.
Same security guard that's been there forever, and she's got to deal with him, and he gives her the signal when she can run down, she said, and get my blanket out and set up everything for everybody. And the reporter goes, you don't look like you run anywhere.
Oh,
wow.
And I said, whoa, to the dog. I was there. Whoa. And but she just quick as anything saved and goes, well, I run once a year, you know. So congratulations to her for keeping her cool.
Man,
I would have smacked him in the face.
Yeah, that was rough.
At least he didn't say chunkles, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? So that was the only thing he forgot.
Okay, well, we have to return to the Bob and Tom News Desk with Christy Lee. What else is happening?
Snoop Dogg helped set the Guinness World Record for the world's largest gin and juice cocktail on the second day of the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival. Snoop, along with other celebrities, mixed over 145 gallons of juice with 180 bottles of Hendrick's gin in a 5-foot-tall by 3-foot-wide glass. That's about the size of me. The gin and juice cocktail was made famous on Snoop's debut album, Doggy Style.
That's it.
A Guinness World Record person was on hand to confirm the record. The juice donated by Whole Foods. Other so-called celebrities, according to this account, were part of the attempt, were Warren G., the celebrity chef winner Michael Voltaggio, I don't know, Kim Cattrall, and Kendall Coleman. Snoop Dogg also performed on day two of the festival, drawing a huge crowd opposite the Killers, who we love.
Great band.
God, I love them. No word on what happened or who got to drink that cocktail, by the way.
The juice was donated by Whole Foods?
Yeah.
It was organic then, right? Organic gin, yeah.
I don't, excuse me, but is anything less gangsta than using Whole Foods for your gin and juice?
I feel like this was a gangsta thing.
What, do you want
Snoop?
Him to, you want him to steal the gin? Is that what you're saying?
This was a nice festival in
Napa
Valley.
Hey, this OG be hating GMOs. I just want to say.
You have to stop.
I don't know. I'm kind of with him on that. What's wrong with a Hawaiian punch or something? Gin and juice is...
How would you like a nice Hawaiian punch? Sure. Remember that?
Boom.
Yeah, I love those commercials. Yeah. Love those as a kid.
I hate Hawaiian punch.
What?
I do.
Do you really?
It's delicious.
Yeah. Bro. When we were in high school, gin and juice was always red, but maybe we were doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I think Snoop knows what he's doing.
I wrestled
area,
with
right?
gin one time. Gin won.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
Oh, I love a good Tangray and tonic in the summer. No,
I don't think I've ever had my head.
Can we have a bar?
My head felt like a bowling alley
yes.
on league night.
Gin is also the reason I can't drink Sunny D anymore.
Oh, you were doing gin and Sunny
oh,
D.
Oh, my brother
together?
John and I lost our minds.
Oh,
yes.
Ugh. Then we went line dancing. What a night.
Oh, I'm just picturing this in my
to the
mind.
Left, to the left.
We didn't actually do the line dancing, but it was where all the girls would go, and so
was
we
it
went.
Was it the country line dancing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a huge country bar called In Cahoots. It was the size of a. It was like a giant warehouse.
Oh, so you've got to go see. Then you've got to go see Urban Cowboy. That was the whole thing. It was the biggest bar in the world.
Oh yeah, I've got a.
This says both grapefruit juice and orange juice are commonly used. Some bars serve a drink containing both gin and juice, usually topped with a lime garnish. Who knew?
Okay.
Why don't you know anyone that owns a theater that we could go and watch all of these favorite movies on the big screen? Why don't you know someone that could hook us up like this? This is your fault.
Got so much free time.
How do neither of you have a movie room?
Sorry, kids.
I could run the numbers for you if you'd like to see.
Yeah, I know. Those aren't cheap.
How many bedrooms do you have in your place?
Three?
So, and how many are you using?
One.
Movie
well,
room.
One.
Dean, get Home Depot on the phone.
One's a studio and one's a...
Studio?
A girl's.
What kind of a studio?
An audio recording studio, Tom, with a board and
he really does, yeah. He has the stuff on the walls.
It sounds pretty good.
What are you recording there?
Oh,
audition my tapes? Thoughts and my thoughts and feelings about possibly getting the hell out of here and getting a real job.
He took over for Art Bell. Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, you work nights now.
I'm glad.
Well, I got the time.
I'm glad to
I
hear
gotta work sometime.
Glad to hear you're working.
There's rumors of an alien invasion.
I'd like to apologize. I've been in a bad mood lately. I realize I control the weather. So.
Dude, that's what one a listener said, right? When
they
called in.
Yeah,
did he really?
When I cry, I know it rains. And
I love that show.
And Art did miss a beat. He goes, okay.
Yes. That was the best part of that show.
Yes, he was. It was like doing improv. You never go negative on that.
Right.
Would you be nice to the callers, Chick?
Wasn't I nice to the callers when I used to do my Chick McGee Saturday Night Dance Party?
No.
No, I wasn't.
You're horrible to everyone.
How would that work? They would call in and request a song?
That's right.
And you were surly?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put him on the air, Surly? Did you do it live?
You know, I could probably get away with it easier now if we did that. Just be the surlier the better, right? Maybe? Have fun with him?
No, I don't know.
Did you do it live or did you have to record that?
Live. I didn't know how to record it at the time. I didn't know we didn't have... We did have a reel-to-reel in the old studio.
Is Snoop still doing the Jizzle thing, whatever it is, Fizzle, ever, Dizzle?
I don't know. He hosts The Joker's Wild now on TBS, a reboot of that. Mm-hmm.
He does?
And I think they still bring that kind of language
in. The Jizzle,
in.
Is that, that's from what, early 90s?
Sure, yeah, probably. Yeah.
How long has he been hosting The Joker's Wild, and why didn't I know about it?
Half a year.
Joker, Joker, Joker.
Yeah. He's very funny. He's good at it.
For Shizzle.
He's charming.
Have you seen him describe wild animal videos? He does that on
what?
YouTube. Yeah. He
like That's very funny, too, yeah.
He takes, like, National Geographic and go, now, what's this? What? Well, that's a lion.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.